It happened 74 years ago this week, on a date President Franklin D. Roosevelt said will live in infamy.
Battleship USS Oklahoma were reported attacked in Pearl Harbor. Two were said to have been sunk, but this was not immediately confirmed officially. Several of the attacking Japanese planes were shot down as anti-aircraft batteries retaliated.
This is Way Back on WNYC, our biweekly look into the city's past told through archival audio. And that was WNYC on December 7th, 1941, with a news bulletin on the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. WNYC was the first station to broadcast the news in New York, if only by 15 or 30 seconds. This broadcast was from later in the day.
The commandant of the Brooklyn Navy Yard orders all officers and men in the New York area to report at once to their ships, stations, or yards. We'll repeat. All naval personnel, officers, and men alike must report for duty at once. All leaves have been canceled.
Mayor LaGuardia also addressed the city in a statement that captured the fear that gripped the city and the nation.
I have ordered all Japanese subjects to remain in their homes until their status is determined by our federal government. I have ordered, on my own responsibility, a Japanese club in this city to be closed, in keeping with my order that all Japanese subjects must remain in their homes.
You can hear a longer version of the mayor and WNYC's newscast from 1941 at WNYC.org.
A word to listeners. Your city station WNYC will remain on the air for an indefinite period tonight to bring New Yorkers news, emergency public service messages, and special announcements and orders from naval and army authorities in the city area.